John Roth works with an emergency response firm that has staff deployed to help with the cleanup in the Gulf. He has some advice he says companies in his line of work should take to heart.
Every event is different. That's the nature of emergency response. And if you don't learn something from every incident, you're not paying attention. You're just going through the motions.
And experts are saying that's especially true in the case of this oil spill, where the time-sensitive nature of the disaster is forcing responders to get creative with the containment efforts. Norman Guinasso is the director of the Geochemical Environmental Research Group at Texas A&M.
They're learning as they go. This is not an easy task.
Not necessarily comforting for those on the coast, but potentially enlightening for researchers like Guinasso. For one thing, he's waiting to see how BP will construct and install a massive steel dome deep in the ocean to stop the flow of oil.
You might think that they might have these kinds of devices on the shelf in case they need one. And probably that will happen in the future.
Researchers are also learning new methods of monitoring oil spills. Oceanography professor Ian MacDonald at Florida State University used satellite images to measure the rate oil is pouring into the Gulf. The U.S. Coast Guard has put that number at 200,000 gallons a day, something he thinks is way off the mark.
I hope that I'm wrong, but my estimate was about four times greater than, or five times greater than what the flow rate estimate would suggest.
One thing both MacDonald and Guinasso would like more of is access to the spill site. Guinasso says researchers should be monitoring the environmental impact of chemicals being used to disperse oil. MacDonald says to not use local experts is a squandering of resources.
Sooner rather than later, I mean, there's a terrific brain trust of academics and professionals in the Gulf Coast region, and there are none of them who are not ready at any time to go and try to fight this thing.
And in the process, they say, they might help prevent similar disasters in years to come. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.